It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
How quickly they grow up. Those of you who follow the early tribulations of Doodle, the rejected lamb, will undoubtedly be pleased to learn that he has, at nearly 2 months old, grown into a feisty, vigorous little fellow. No longer does he need gentle encouragement to drink his bottle. The minute he sees me, he pulls at my pants leg, insistently seeking the sources of milk he knows I bring him. He can drain 3 bottles in just a few minutes. Only now he's been cut back to 2 bottles. The weaning process, transitioning him from milk replacer to a normal sheep diet of hay and some grain, has begun. Weaning generally happens earlier in bottle-fed lambs than in those raised by their mothers. It can proceed because the rumen, the adjunct chamber to the stomach where grass or hay ferment and become digestible, has developed. Accordingly, Doodle has joined the herd in grazing the pasture, which they do for ever more extended periods now that the punishing sun of the summer has abated. And when the sheep get their grain treat, Doodle is right in the mix, gobbling up that candy as well. Like any proud parent, my feeling of joy at his meeting milestones mixes with regret at his increasing independence and, I must fear, decreasing devotion to me. Will his affection live on when I'm no longer his sole source of sustenance? Twice in the last week, I've had a taste of the psychological balancing act in Doodle's mind and the corresponding conflict in my own. As I was doing chores, I gave over the Doodle feeding to Arthur, visiting from Washington, and then a few days later to a more frequent visitor, Tom, while I undertook the less entertaining sheep tending tasks in the barn. Both times, I could see Doodle's hesitancy as he interrupted gulping from the bottles they held with starts in the direction of following me around the barn. In the battle between his devotion to me and his desire for milk, the bottle always won. It was as it should be, but I can't say I wasn't feeling a little rejected. The theory of weaning is that you gradually reduce and reduce the amount of milk until the addiction to it just fades out. Hopefully, they barely notice. Over the last week, I reduced Doodle's meals by a quarter of a bottle every few feedings until we got from 3 bottles to 2. Doodle noticed the absence and was not happy with it. He kept seeking more, sucking on my fingers. This is not a stress-free process, and it's hard not to feel that I'm depriving him of something he needs. Now, this weekend, I'm at Eric's in Queens awaiting the arrival from California of Perry, the son of my late partner, Peter. On this anniversary of Peter's death, Perry and I will, as has become our custom, take a boat ride around Manhattan, recalling the significant events in Peter's life as we pass the places they occurred. But being away from the farm means someone else must be there. This time, as so often, the task has fallen to my friend Steve, who the last time I departed the farm on vacation is the one who shepherded Doodle through his first tenuous days of life. In the weeks since then, I've received an untold number of impatient texts from Steve wondering why I have not yet sent the daily picture of Doodle he requested. As I reviewed the various changes in routine that Steve would face and the details of the weaning process, Steve said he might feel compelled, given their strong and significant bond, to increase Doodle back up to 3 bottles during his visit. He said, like an indulgent uncle. Absolutely do not, I practically yelled. This process can only go in one direction. If I've made any progress in pushing Doodle to independence, you will undo that. I relented just a little bit. Steve could maintain Doodle at 2 full bottles each feeding instead of imposing the next scheduled reduction. But I tried to tell him, this reduction was ultimately for Doodle's own good. Try telling someone that it's for their own good. Steve, as Doodle's advocate, wasn't really ready to buy that. But then he relented a bit too. I reminded him that years after their weaning from the bottle, far older sheep like Nilifer and Sophie still continue to approach to be petted, acknowledging their special relationship and evidencing enduring bonds of affection. The balance of dependency may change, but even after weaning, the bonds will remain.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.